So I was out and about one day recently, traveling the byways of the Brazos Valley, and like you, I thought about taking the time to stop the car and read a historical marker that the sign said was a mile ahead. I know most of you think about it, but how often do you really do it? Well, BBV to the rescue. From time to time, I'm going to read them to you. It was fun. First stop, just inside Burleson County line on Highway 21, about 7 miles north of Caldwell. Traffic was heavy that day. Bravo, Brazos Valley, and we're back in search of historical markers in the Brazos Valley, and this one is just outside of Caldwell. It's near the home site of Judge Andrew S. Broaddus, who lived from 1810 to 1891. Noted pioneer, leader, member, Virginia House of Delegates from 1844 to 45, piloted to Texas in 1854 a mile-long wagon train of 200 people who built Salem Baptist Church, reminder of their Virginia home. Broaddus debated the Honorable Sam Houston at Wall Campground in 1857. He served in 1861 in Texas Secession Convention, 9th Texas Legislature, 13th Texas Legislature in 1873, also on commission to locate and build Texas Agricultural and Mechanical College, now Texas A&M University. He was a judge of the 32nd District, married twice, and had 13 children. That's the historical marker about Judge Andrew S. Broaddus. It's on Highway 21, just outside of Caldwell. And right next to that, another historical marker, Cook's Point, founded about 1840, where Colonial Road from southeast crossed San Antonio Road. Settler Gabriel Jackson had two-story log cabin there, trading post here. Community was named for Silas L. Cook, who surveyed much land in this vicinity. It is now a thriving rural village. Then I moved on down the road to Caldwell, where if you get off of Highway 21, you'll find more historical markers like this one I read. Right here in the middle of Caldwell is the Reeves-Womack House. It's the historical home. Caldwell native William Reeves lived from 1858 to 1921, was a prominent merchant and banker in the town. Built this residence before the turn of the century. In 1907, it was sold to Civil War veteran Captain Mantle Lewis Womack, a local business and civic leader who had served as sheriff of Burleson County. Members of his family owned the house until 1957. The home's elaborate late Victorian style features intricate Eastlake detailing. It was recorded in the Texas Historical Landmarks in 1983. It has been listed in the National Register of Historic Places by the United States Department of Interior. That's the Reeves-Womack House, right in the middle of Caldwell. So there you go. As I'm out and about from time to time, I'm going to get out of the car for you. Read a historical marker. That'll be fun. I think that's Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015. I'm Tom Turbeville.